to reassemble the weapon, we have to again make sure that we have all our parts lined up the way we know they're going to have to go on. We know, for instance, that this is the left-hand charging handle, and this is the right-hand charging handle. The easiest way to tell it is when it's all the way forward, the handle goes up, it should go up, not down. To put it back in place, again, you've got to find the notches here that line up here and here. The easiest way to do this is always line up your front first, and then line up your back. Once it's in place and they're both lined up in the correct holes, line it up and push forward. Should lock in place, shouldn't move. So I'll do the same thing here to the back one. Line it up, push forward. All right, the next thing we've got to do, again, we're going in reverse order than the way we took it apart. So we're gonna get our O-guide plunger. We're gonna go ahead and pop that in place. Again, it goes in from the inside of the weapon out. It does not go from the outside of the weapon in. That is wrong. Goes like this, like so. Once you've got that in, you can grab your round positioning block. Again, make sure that the extension is pointing with the barrel forward. And all you have to do is, you see the holes right here, you'll line it up, push some pressure on it, push it forward, and then towards the back of the weapon, and that should hold it in place. Find your alignment guide. On the alignment guide, again, you've got to make sure that your leaf spring is to the front of the weapon here, and that the nut here lines up to where you push it through the base of the weapon here. So I'm going to put it in place, I'm going to line up the hole, I'm going to push in on it, and I'm going to slide it in. It should lock in place. So right there is exactly where you want to have it. Once I've got those three pieces in place, then go ahead and find my feed tray. Again, make sure your feed tray is aligned to where the holes line up with the top cover assembly holes and where the pins go. Put it in, it should lay right inside just like that. I'm going to find my feed slide assembly. I'm going to make sure that I have my spring to the left of the weapon, and I'll make sure that these keys right here line up with the keys that are right here. So I put it in place. Notice I laid it down, and I'm going to slide it to the right of the weapon all the way over. Once I've got that in place, I'm going to go ahead and get my top cover assembly. And when I get my top cover assembly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold it with one hand to hold it, hold pressure off of it so I can slide my pins in it. Generally, if you hold it straight up and down, it'll slide right in. If you have to move it back and forth to work it in, that's usually normal. It just makes it easier to slide them in. Once I've got that done, I'm going to go ahead and find my secondary drive lever. Remember, I told you there's a cutout right here. That same cutout, we're going to put in the post that's inside the feed slide assembly. And it should slide in there and fit in place to where I can lift this up. I'm going to slide it in place, make sure it's on the right post, and I'm going to find that hole. Again, that the washers are in. You've got the hole, the washers here, and the hole that goes in the top cover assembly here. Put it in place, and I'm going to push it in. If you have to and you can't push it in, you can grab the butt of your screwdriver and make sure it's in all the way. Once we've got that in, we're done with the front part of the weapon. We're going to turn the weapon back around. Okay. Now I'm ready to go ahead and put my vertical cam assembly in. To do so, when I put my vertical cam assembly in, one of the first things I want to find is that lock right there so I can pull that back. And if you look on the front of here, there's a notch right here. In the front of the weapon, there's a cutout for it. So to slide it in, all you've got to do, put it in the back of the weapon, line up the slit right here with the hole here, line up your notch right here, and push it in. And it should line up like so. So this is flush, and this is flush, and the holes line up right here. The next thing I'm going to do is find the primary drive lever. Now the primary drive lever goes in from the front of the weapon to the back. The reason for that is so you can pull the locking device that slides back here all the way out with your other hand. You slide it in, you'll find that hole.